Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bob, do you make a big deal of Brian Daboll wearing a Penn State sweatshirt the other day?
I guess not, because his kid goes there, right?
Yeah, his kids goes to Penn State. There was a video that went viral last year, him at, I think it was Parents Weekend or something.
Look what McAfee's, Brian Daboll, a fit for Penn State. They're actually making that a topic?
I mean, is he?
No. No.
Okay, NFL coach of the year one year.
I understand that, but I'm not doing that. I think they need to go and find somebody who's on a staff, who's up and coming, who has all the...
Who's the number one candidate now?
It would be the guy from Ohio State, right? Heartline?
It's starting to flip to Drinkwitz. Eli Drinkwitz is the betting favorite right now, Missouri's coach.
Interesting. All right, well, Penn State's not playing any big games the rest of the year. Pitt is. So let's go to Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Is he just on the Sullivan Super Service here, the fan hotline, or is he on YouTube as well, O Limitless
Wonder?
He's
on the fan hotline.
Stephen, how you doing? Thanks for taking the time.
Oh, of course. Thank you guys for having me. Doing great.
Now, our understanding is this is going to be a sellout on Saturday. Pitt made that announcement today. Should be an incredible atmosphere over there, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think they also said parking lots open at 6 a.m. So if you're really looking to get after it early, then I think it'll be a juiced up crowd for this game.
So, Stephen, is that in conjunction with because Pat McAfee and game day is here? I mean, they have to obviously account for that. It starts at 9 a.m., so I would imagine people are going to want to park there even earlier maybe than 6 a.m.
Possibly. I believe in the press release they sent out, the game day pit, you know, the audience section opens at 6:30. So, you know, if you're able to get in there at 6, I think you should be able to make it down to the set by 9 a.m. or 6:30 when it opens with plenty of time.
All right. Stephen, some very curious quotes from Pat Narduzzi the other day. Well, one curious one anyway, about the importance of the game. Why don't we play that for Steven? I know he has already heard it, but let's play it for him and everybody else, and then you can comment.
Absolutely not. You know, it is not an ACC game. I'm glad you brought that up. It's not an ACC game. You know, I gladly get beat 103 or 110-10 in that game. They can put 100 up on us as long as we win the next two after that. But again, our focus is on Notre Dame and...
Limits, you can hear you typing 100 miles an hour.
It was not me typing. That was the video typing.
I'm not typing.
Bob, are you typing?
No.
That was from the video.
My apologies, Limits.
Joe's seeing ghosts now.
I was seeing Sam Darnold.
What is going on today?
I don't know. Okay? I'm trying to listen to the thing and somebody's typing.
Gosh.
Is it Jerry DePaula's back? In the middle of an interview?
There's typing. That was from Tyler Horka, his video.
Well, anyway, Steven, you heard it. He said he'd rather, you know, We lose 100-0 to this game. It's 100-10, whatever he said. We still got the next two. He's minimizing the importance of the game. What is the strategy there with his team, or why did he say that?
Yeah, I can't read his mind, but I think, you know, how I interpreted it was look, their season doesn't end tomorrow, right? I think the buildup around this game has to do with the college football playoff implications. And that's, you know, obviously everyone's ultimate goal. But to get there, the measures are a little bit subjective, right? Like, you have to continue to climb in the playoff rankings. And as I've talked about with you guys, there wasn't a ton of respect for the ACC in those first rankings. But, you know, if you are a conference champion, you really elevate your chances of getting into that 12-team field. So I think for Narduzzi, it's a little bit easier maybe to think about this season in terms of let's go win the ACC, right? Like, that's your record really determines whether you get in there. Who you beat determines who you get in there, your wins and losses. That's more tangible. That's objective. It's objective. You know, you can't spin, or you don't have to rely on, you know, a bunch of athletic directors and stuff and former coaches in, you know, some hotel ballroom determining whether or not you're a good football team or not. You can go prove it on the field. I don't think he will be comfortable losing this game at all, much less losing it 100-0. I think he is maybe just a little inarticulate at times. If you spend enough time around Pat Narduzzi, you notice that a little bit, that he maybe has an idea of what he wants to say, and it just doesn't always come out correctly. But I think, you know, the fact that quote kind of broke contain maybe doesn't
broke
sound
contain.
As
I like that.
Yeah. It just not everyone, I think, who doesn't spend a ton of time around him, I think, understands some of his mannerisms, his ways of speaking. It's when you do, I think you are able to better understand when he speaks in that way.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying, Steve. I do. I think his message was the message, which was the ACC games are very important to us. We have to win those games. But, you know, he could have stopped short about going into 110. I mean,
yeah,
that just took.
Yeah, I'm not trying to spin it to say this was a great quote or a great soundbite to play play on the week leading up to your biggest game of the season. But I really don't think that's the message internally at all. I think, you know, these players see the Notre Dame logo, they see the rankings, they see College Game Day, they see the crowd that's going to be there, and they know what this means.
What does this mean for Pitt if they could win this game? I mean, extrapolate it beyond just the win itself. It has carryover effect. What does it mean?
Right. Well, I mean, Pitt has earned their way into this position, right? This isn't, you know, game day doesn't come every time Notre Dame's in town. They've been here before. They've been a highly ranked team, but this is about Pitt just as much as it is about Notre Dame. Notre Dame's fighting for their playoff lives as well. They need a marquee win. Pitt needs a marquee win. You know, for Pitt, obviously, though, it's different being Pitt versus Notre Dame, right? You want to not just kind of make these gains in the rankings and give yourself some momentum going into those last two ACC games, but you want to earn a little bit of respect, right? I don't know what the betting lines are right now, but I believe it's north of 10 points. Pitt's far from a favorite in this game. So internally, I know they feel like they have a really good football team and that they're being underrated a little bit. So this is a chance to, on a national stage with College Game Day there, it's not only an advertisement for the university, but it's an advertisement for the football program. And competing in and winning this game would not just, you know, advance you in your quest for the postseason, but I think, you know, wake people up a little bit to what Pitt feels like they're building right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Give us an update. We're talking to Stephen Thompson of the Post-Gazette in advance of really one of Pitt's bigger games of the 21st century, I would say. I mean, not like they've played a ton of them. This is one of them. Highest profile. Maybe that's the better way to put it. One of their highest profile games since the turn of the millennium here, Stephen. What is the status of some of their, especially their high impact players who have been injured? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, so on the offensive side of the ball, I think, you know, a little bit up in the air what Des Reed's status is going to be, not whether or not he's healthy enough to play, I guess, but, you know, he's been limited at different points this season, so... just how much he's able to do in this game is something to look out for. And then also Jeff Percy, the starting left tackle, who's been out for, you know, a few weeks, I believe, since Boston College, which was Mason Heinschel's debut or starting debut. So going to be looking out for whether he's able to go. Kendall Stanley has filled in, you know, fairly well, but I think he would definitely like to have Percy back in the lineup. And then on the defensive side of the ball, you know, Jaden Moore, a defensive end that they talk a lot about during spring and summer training camp, really good athlete and disruptive guy, only played about six snaps against Stanford as he came back from a preseason injury. So how much he's able to do in this game is also something to watch out for. I'd expect he plays, but just how much I'll have an eye on. And then the two biggest ones to me, we'll start with Cruce Brookins on the back end at safety. Really, really solid player, but also a really hard hitter and has, you know, the ability to make splash plays like interceptions, force fumbles, things like that. And Rasheem Biles, you know, playing like an All-American before he went down, I believe, 2 weeks ago. I think he's missed two games. So having him back is critical when you're facing a guy like Jeremiah Love. Biles' ability to rush the passer is going to be huge against CJ Carr, but he's got speed and he's a great tackler. So being able to move in space and put him against Jeremiah Love, who does a lot of versatile things out of the backfield for Notre Dame, is huge as well.
Yeah, they have him. They have Price. They have, to me, this comes down, Steve, to strength versus strength. That's Notre Dame's run game against Pitt's defense and how they handle the run. You know, Kyle Lewis and Rasheem Biles, we know about them, but Braylon Lovelace has come on, and they even had to use Cameron Lindsay, and I think he's graded up pretty well. So is that, to me, the key? Do you see it that way as well?
Well, it's certainly the most compelling part of this game to me. You know, fair to say that Pitt has not faced a running back like Jeremiah Love yet this season, but, you know, it goes both ways. Jeremiah Love hasn't faced a run defense like Pitt's this season. You know, you can kind of pick your statistic or your metric. Pitt is probably top five in it if it's about rushing defense. I mean, yards per game, Pitt is top three in the country, 80.9 yards per game. Yards per rush, they're top three. When I last looked this morning, even if you want to go into advanced stuff like EPA per rush or success rate, like Pitt is top five in those as well. So, yeah, it's about the linebackers too, you know, getting him from preventing Love from breaking out on the edges for those long runs that you saw against, you know, Boston College or USC. But also these defensive tackles who I think are really, really good. And it's a deep group, you know, Sean Fitzsimmons, Nick James, Jasir Winnington, Francis Brew, like those guys are going to be critical as well. Clogging holes in the middle and letting those linebackers clean it up. I really like Pitt's run defense. It's one of the reasons why I think Pitt has more than a puncher's chance of winning this game. I really think, though, it'll be decided when the ball is in CJ Carr's hands, right? How much is this offensive line for Notre Dame able to protect him against a Pitt team that's going to bring a ton of pressure? His completion rate goes from, you know, north of 70% when he's kept clean to under 45% when he's pressured. His interception rate goes up when he's pressured. So Pitt's, I think, best chance to shut down this offense is, you know, you try to keep Jeremiah Love in check, but you really want to put some pressure on CJ Carr.
Limits, the mere thought of leaving you out of this conversation has Stephen trembling near tears.
Thank you, Joe. I'm curious, Stephen, just overall your thoughts on what might be one of the most underrated parts of these games, because obviously there's the big flashy players like Love, like Mason Heinschel, like Kyle Lewis. What do you think is going to be one of the most underrated parts of this game that we're going to look at and say, wow, if Pitt wins this game, wow, this is what really helped them we didn't see coming?
Well, it was interesting listening to Marcus Freeman, his press conference from Monday. One of the things he pointed out about Pitt and why they're so much better than the last time Pitt played them when they lost by about 45 points, I want to say, in 2023 in South Bend was special teams, right? So is Pitt able to break, you know, a kick return or a punt return in the special teams game? Can they prevent Notre Dame from doing that? I believe in that 2023 game, and Pat Narduzzi pointed it out, I believe either this week or maybe last week, but, Pitt stopped Notre Dame in that 2023 game, like on their first three possessions. The first score Notre Dame had was on a punt return touchdown, right? And that, you know, kind of after that, the floodgates kind of started to open. So Pitt special teams have been markedly improved with Jake Vernaski coming in last season. So, you know, is Pitt's coverage units able to keep a lid on the special teams game? I think that's a huge storyline to watch as well.
Steven, we appreciate the time, man, and should be very interesting Saturday. Thanks for taking it.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
All right, Steven, thanks.
Football Talk on 93.7 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus, streaming November 16th. On Paramount Plus, it's the return of Landman from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone. Academy Award winner Billy Bob Thornton is back, featuring Academy Award nominees Demi Moore, Andy Garcia, and Sam Elliott. Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus. Bob, Limits picked an upset. You and I wouldn't go that far. What would change your mind here? Anything? Any of, like, if Desmond Reed?
What I just said to you about their linebackers. I think their linebackers are really good, and I think if they're able to take Love a little bit out of this game, not completely, but slow him down, much like the Steelers do with Jonathan Taylor,
yeah,
then I think that puts a lot of pressure on C.J. Carr. And I don't know, you know, in that situation, if he's going to be able to deliver maybe the way he's going to be required to deliver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.